taxi wars next. From May this year, there are going to be new rules over how and when you can get a taxi in Belfast city centre. Current laws only allow public hire taxis, in other words, black taxis, to be hailed on streets. But from late May, you'll be able to stick your hand up for other taxis, but only at certain times. Kieran Riley is representative with the Black Taxi Drivers. Morning to you, Kieran.
Morning, how are you, Stephen?
You sound like you're in the bath.
No.
Sounds like he's on the moon.
Are you on a speakerphone, Kieran?
No, turn on. How's that?
It's all right. And Vinti, private hire taxi driver in Belfast. Morning, Vinti.
Hey, Stephen.
Good morning. Why are you not happy here, Kieran?
Let's start from the start. Saving illegal taxing in Belfast has been going on for 20 years. Durgan has come up with this madness plan of turning it into a free-for-all grievance. From Friday and Saturday nights, there's illegal taxis coming into town and picking up. It's not solving the problem at all. Problem's always been there.
Problem's been in enforcement, Stephen.
So it's from 12 o'clock to 2:30 in the morning Saturday nights, it's a free-for-all. From London to Cardiff, to Edinburgh, there's a free-for-all every Saturday night. Does it mean that you take a black taxi away from the city centres in London, Cardiff and thing? In Edinburgh? No, it's not. So what we're trying to say to everybody is this. There's going to be a madness here. It's going to be a free-for-all. Every Tom, Dick and Harry is going to come into the city centres and apply their trade. And there's going to be lots of discrimination going on. Here's what's at. You take a free-for-all and open up from Friday night 12 o'clock to 6 o'clock on a Saturday morning, and the same Saturday night to Sunday morning. And a guy comes from Ballymena and a guy from Ballymurphy. See if there's any taxis in the state, we'll take the Ballymena or Ballymena, and the bad guy from Ballymurphy will be discriminated against. People will be picking and choosing them. There's going to be madness in this town. There's no enforcement in this town.
So from the 31st of May, mm-hmm. The private taxis will be able to pick up between midnight on Friday and Saturday nights until 6 a.m. the next morning.
But they're picking up anyway. They're picking up anyway. There's no enforcement. It's always been happening.
But they can get done for that, can't they? It's not legal to do that.
We asked the departments. How many people were done last year? 30 people or 40 people the whole year. They're not doing their job. The departments aren't up for this job.
Well, that's a different issue, isn't it? That's a red herring today. Well, it's a different. Well, yeah, but what we're talking about here is what's wrong. You know, if you go out on a Friday or Saturday night, it's very, very hard to get a taxi. Yes. So, what's wrong with opening it up and private taxis will be able to pull over and bring you home? What's the downside?
But listen to me, Stephen. The problems are, and it's all letting the contract hit. So, what they're doing is they're opening it up to everybody, Tom, Dick, and Harry to come in. Into the city centre.
Yes, but what's the downside?
Here's the downside. See, anybody that works in the Dabo, the Dabo owners in Belfast better be careful what they ask for. Because the drivers are going to come into the city centres looking for the rich pickings at 12 o'clock, to 3 o'clock, or 4 o'clock.
Yes, but what's the downside of that?
Right. I'd say Belfast isn't covered because all the drivers are coming into the city centre. They're coming in. Where's all these taxis coming from? They're not coming from space, they're coming from the outer limits of Belfast and rich pickings. So it means that the Dabos can't cover their work. We went around all these Dabos and we've lobbied them and told them what the story is, and they're finally coming around to our thinking that there's some engagement. There
Vinti?
Has to be private.
Go on, Vinti.
Listen.
Well, I think it's a good decision, Stephen.
Because you're a private taxi man. You're a private taxi man, it doesn't work for anybody.
Okay, well, let's hear from...
How do you know that?
Well, 1 second. Let's not get into this about how you know it and how you... I'm not putting up with this now today. Vinti, what do you think of this?
Well, I'm going to say, Stephen, I work for a taxi company in the town. I very, very rarely work weekends, and I certainly don't pay you. See, the company I work for, they'll send out messages on the data head to say that cover the work for the company, no pay you. On my respect, I just think it gives everybody a shot at work. You know, it gives everybody a chance. So that's the only thing I would be in agreement.
You say give everybody a...
How does it?
How does it not?
Give you a scenario here.
I mean, the black taxi drivers have the whole monopoly of the town. Why should other taxi drivers not have...
Listen to me tell you something. We're a European city. There's public taxi drivers in every station and every airport and every place in London, Cardiff, Europe, Paris, wherever.
Why should we be treated different?
Why should we be treated different? I'm not talking about anywhere, so I ain't talking about here. I mean, obviously, they've made a decision. And, you know, listen, I'm all for taxi drivers earning 11, but why not let everybody have a chance?
On what? On 2.5 hours on a Saturday night and a Friday night?
Well, I think they should make it full-time, mate, to be honest with you. I think they should bring it in full-time.
Here's Mark in Belfast. Morning, Mark. Go ahead, Mark.
Listen, I've worked on the ranks and I'm working in private depots 25 and a half years. What he said is nonsense. The fact is, black taxis are the ones who are picking and choosing their work at the moment and leaving customers on the street.
What do you mean?
For private.
Well, they're not. Now, hold on a minute. That's not true because they're not allowed to do that.
No, it is true because I worked on the ranks, okay, and it's why I left the ranks. You've never taxied. I have.
Yes, but if you pull a black taxi to the side of the road, you get in. They're not allowed to kick you back out again.
If you go to the ranks, round at Thompson's Garage, the front of Robinson's, and on a Friday and Saturday night, take time over the Odyssey. Unless you're flashing the right case to say, no, mate, I'm pre-booked, I'm waiting on people. And they continue to say that until you go, maybe...
Do they?
Oh, yes, they do, yeah. Because I was working it myself, Stephen, so don't tell me anything about taxi.
Well, tell you what...
I don't know about radio presenting, so I don't... And you don't know about taxi. I do.
One man that will want to take you on is Robert, the taxi driver.
Go ahead.
Our founder members.
Go ahead.
Well, that's a hell of an allegation, Robert.
Stephen, I'd like to get on and say that Mark Durgan has created a pure waffle within the taxi industry. There's 500 public hire taxi drivers paid £500 each for an operator's license. Private hire taxi drivers have the same opportunity to do what we do. The bottom line of private hire taxi drivers, they want their cake and eat it. They want to pay big devil fees to the big flashy owners of these big taxi companies. And what they want to do, the taxi companies can't give them work, but then they want to pinch our work off the streets. It's totally disgraceful here what Mark Durgan has done.
But what is the downside for
the customer?
Customers like me, Robert, well, not like me because I don't go out on a Saturday night, but for people that go out on a Friday and Saturday night and you're standing for... We went out on our Christmas party. The Nolan Show went out on our Christmas party, Robert, right? Standing there, we were waiting about 2 hours for a taxi. So what's the downside of allowing more taxis when it's busy to pick people up off the street?
Well, Stephen, no harm to you. The BBC are big funders to private hire companies. Why didn't you phone one of the big private hire companies that the BBC and yourself use?
I did, and I was still waiting an hour.
Well, there you go. So that proves the point that the private hire companies can't, at the weekends, cover the work on in their depots.
But what is the downside? There's enough work for black taxis on a Friday and Saturday night.
There's no downside for
the
customer.
So what's the downside, Robert? It's not as if they're taking work away from you and you're going to be sitting there doing nothing. There's more than enough work, isn't there?
No, there is not, Stephen. Taxi drivers, as we speak, are sitting all week, Stephen, sitting not even...
You've
asked me a question.
Well, hold on, Robert. Hold on.
Hold on. You've asked me to...
Yes, but hold on.
You're intercepting.
The reason I'm intercepting is because what we're talking about here is this specific story of between midnight on a Friday and Saturday night to 6 a.m. in the morning... The private taxis will be able to pick people up. So we're not talking about all week. We're talking about midnight on a Friday and Saturday night to 6 a.m.
when there is
more than enough work for you lot, Robert Shirley. Is there not?
No, Stephen, that's not correct. As Kieran already said, every city in the world we live in has a peak time at weekends. You, no matter what you do, you can't correct that problem. Look, Stephen, if you walk into a shop, I tell you what, walk into a restaurant, or walk into one of the carry-out restaurants at the weekend, you'll start and queue up, won't they? You'll queue up to get served. It's the same idea. What we need taxi marshals, not bringing in a one-tier system. We need taxi marshals to control the whole taxi industry.
Okay, Mark and Bell.
Now, Kieran's right again. There is no taxi enforcement to enforce the taxi laws. Well, they've created a minefield here.
Mark?
Stephen, no. The customer is the man paying the fare. There's no downside for the customer. It's freedom of choice, not for the drivers, Steve. Freedom of choice for the public. The public are paying your wages. They should have the choice what they want to do.
Go on, Kieran.
Stephen,
listen to me. I'm listening to the arguments here. I want to give you a scenario here. You've got two people selling in the street, a £4 fare and a £40 fare. If the £4 fare comes up to the motor and an Nora boy turns around and says, I'm going to £40, he gets in them under the car. If people go into the public hire ranks, it's a first come, first serve basis.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
It is. Now stop listening to Kelly.
No, it's not.
I do. No, I work it. It's
not. I've done the ranks.
I listen to Kelly. I work the ranks. It's a first come, first serve basis. And if it's £3 or £33, it doesn't make any difference to us. Right, and we don't discriminate against the wheelchair for any people there. Now, this is all.
Well, Kieran, what Mark is suggesting, and obviously he's not talking about your association, he's suggesting that some taxi drivers will look for the longest journey and turn people away and say they're booked out.
And that's discriminating. So what we're saying is that we need a control system in the city centre. These boys are based at Durkin, and a boy called Alec Boyd and Ian Greenwood.
Hold on. Let's not start getting into specific names on a live radio programme. Let's not do that. Mark, you want to respond? Go on, Mark.
Don't get me wrong, Stephen. There is many nice, decent black taxi drivers in Belfast. Many of my friends. But there are still black taxi drivers in Belfast that aren't taking the next job in the rank.
And that's
making every excuse under the sun.
And that's why we need enforcement. Enforcement is key.
Listen, see, when I was in the Black Taxi Association, and the man that run it,
Hold on. Right. We can't. Just stop. And let me explain something to all of you. You're on a live radio program. We can't start talking about people without me checking out what you're going to say and whether we should be allowing you to say it. What we're talking about here in this story is what is the downside of this change? You know, the black taxi drivers, people like you, Robert, in Belfast, are going nuts. But there's more choice for the customer if there are more taxis able to pick people up. You can argue black's white if you want, but that's the reality, Robert.
Stephen, the reality is we choose to, but all taxi drivers have a PSV taxi license. That's the first line. We choose to be public hackney carriage vehicles working the ranks and working the streets of Belfast. We made that choice. All taxi drivers can make that choice. This is the main point here. Taxi drivers have made, private hire taxi drivers have made their point to go and work for the big companies. Okay? The big companies employ too many drivers in them companies that haven't got the work. Then the drivers please let me finish. Now,
well, hurry up.
Right. Then taxis all sit around the whole pockets of the city centre and illegally lift work off the streets. My point is, them taxi drivers who aren't getting a proper turn in them private companies, get yourself an operator's licence and get yourself a wheelchair accessible vehicle that we've done. Don't become in this one, you want your cake and you want to eat it. And that's totally disgraceful what Mark Durkin has introduced here. It's disgraceful what he's done here.
He said he is modernising and improving taxi regulations.
Taxi industry. He's created an open minefield. And Kieran is right, there's going to be turmoil at the weekends from 11:59 on a Friday night to 6 a.m. and the same on a Saturday night.
Robert, stop shouting. What's the turmoil going to
be? Stephen.
What's the turmoil going to be?
The turmoil is what Ken has already said. It's going to be open season. People are just going to do whatever they want. Every Tom, as he says, every Tom, Dick and Harry is going to come in from all over the whole of Northern Ireland, and they're just, Belfast is where you're going to get the cream.
Tell
for
me
a
this,
couple
are
of
there
hours.
Many are there many black taxis sitting at the side of the road with no work on a Friday and Saturday night?
Stephen, it applies, once again, I've already said, every city in the world has a pig tag.
No, answer that question, please. Are there many black taxis sitting with no work on a Friday and Saturday night?
A Friday and a Saturday night. No, well, taxis are generally can't be on the move. If you go into Warren Street...
Well, there you go.
Well, you've asked the question, I'm trying to answer you. If you put your film crew out and go out and watch and see all the taxis ranking up in Bradbury Place, Amelia Street, City Hall, Warren Street, they're right around the corner. No, you've asked the question, they're all ranking up. And you know what happens? The private hire drive up the middle of the street. Me and you walk out of the alleys, no problem, we'll just jump into it. And we're sitting on the rank like buck agents.
Ali's? Where's Ali's?
Ali's is in Warren Street beside the Merchant Hotel.
Oh, Ali's.
And the we have taxi. Well, Ken's right. There is no taxi enforcement to force the law. We need taxi marshals on the street.
Calm down. You're going to take
a... Well, don't need a one-tier system, man.
You're going to take a heart attack. Calm down.
There's no chance of me taking a heart attack, Stephen. This is ridiculous what they've done here.
Paul in Belfast. Morning, Paul.
Morning.
Go ahead, Paul.
Simple answer, dude. Public transport. Simple answer, dude. Put on buses and trams like they do all over the world. I mean, this guy keeps talking about that cities all have their peak. You take Prague, for example. There's public transport running 24 hours a day, every day. That solves the problem. Simple as that.
And lots of cities like Prague, you say, where there are bus and train services, aren't there?
Yeah, there's buses and trams running 24 hours a day.
Have you been out partying in Prague, have you?
I have been there, yes.
There's a good party in Prague, is there?
That weren't too bad at all.
Oh, what nightclub do you go in Prague?
Well, no, I don't go there regularly, but I've been there.
Right.
And I've experienced the fact that there is transport going 24 hours a day. And there's lots of other cities of the same. The fact remains, if there was public transport on, and there was buses running at the weekends, people would use them, and that would get rid of the crowd.
Okay. Thank you very much. Morning to you all.